Okay, what else? Must admit, this is a sugi that I've had a lot of problems with. Certain sugis I didn't get in the past, this time Baruch Hashem was able to get. This sugi is still a little elusive. Very difficult Rashba. I'm trying to understand. Ebed lo v'lish malva. The Gemara says it in one place that there's a halacha, tzedek tzedek tirdof, halacha chabez liyofen. And there's another halacha, says you go with the bezin in your city. Which of these two halachas do you go? Every lo v'lish malta. That is the Gemara. If the malta gives a justification, you go to a better best now. You leave the city, go to a different best. The Rashba extensus. Every lo v'lish malta. Where does he extend it? That if a mamid egem, it means the beginning of the halva, part of your hitzchaivus is, you understand that I don't trust you, and I'm having edem here, I'm telling you that at the beginning of the hitzchaivus, hitzchaivus is based on a non-trust, so then I can have criteria for raya later on for piraya. But that is, he taught, he's very clear, it's, I begin with the fact that I don't trust you, and that the Shas Halva, it's a suspicious Halva. Now we get to something else entirely. The Malva has Nemonas, which Halva it's for. Every lovely Shmal. That's a very surprising. Then comes Rabbi Weiss and says, wait a second, there's no plat halva, plat other chiyuvim too. Right, keep it over here. Nitzai sova for halva. Now, of course, a lot of Rishonim disagree with it, but where's the Rashba coming from? So I have to back off what I first told Rabbi Weiss. It makes no sense. What does that mean? If I smashed into your car and then I broke some windows in your house, it's every lot marvelous love. I give you power over determining where the money's going. Who gave you that power? In a halva, I could say that's part of my hischaivus. Part of my hischaivus. I understand. But for instance, in a chanami, if we have a halacha that says, I say, an automobile accident, I say it's your fault. And I'm asking you for all the damages in the automobile accident. And say, it's not my fault at all. X, Y, Z happened, it's not my fault. It's got a person about it. So then the gabi the halocha of halocha chabez niyofe, that I can hear, makes sense to me. The malva has the right to choose, he's the one who's asking for the money. He wants to make sure it's a fair trial. He doesn't lose out.
Okay.
But when we come to this halacha of I have rights to determine where the money's going against your will, where does that come from? But Rabbi Weiss asked a very good question. So at that point I said, well, you see, in the first case, ever lo vishmal, it applies to all cases. Hanami, that's true. But on the other hand, it doesn't give very much power to the towing. It doesn't give very much power at all. So then, my back against the wall, an idea I had of Zidiyah. It's very interesting. When you look at the Gemara, it doesn't say mitzvah ha-yorshin l'fo'al chalzadeh. Mitzvah ha-yosomen l'fo'al chalzadeh. There are many people besides, there are many yorshin besides yosomen. In case a person dies without children, that's yosomen. Why? So you can say, Rosh, just keep it off. That's a bill. It says something else. There are two dinim in Yerusha. There's one din in Yerusha that money gets transferred from the Morish to the Yorish. It's one aloha. It's another aloha bank called Tachos Oliv. It's only a son, a child for a father. He steps into his father's shoes. He takes that over. The Gemara applies in three cases. This is the Achuza, Eved Ivri, and to Yehud. There's no Din Yerusha there. Then I move in and I take over my father's position. So I was thinking maybe the less brave to say, when mitzvah Yisrael for Chalavim, why is it Dafki Yisrael? Because they take over their father's Shibura group. So whatever Chiyuvim he has, they take over there. Then you have to say what the Rashba says in the Lord of the Shmalva. Holy Seven Aloha. Then the one in Sanhedrin. The one in Sanhedrin is talking about a halacha. Halacha bez yafe. Because there's a theory between two halachas. In every city, every location, there has to be a bezin who takes a prize for passing the shadows in that city. Means if you and I have a machlokas, so there's a bezin in the city that we go to. I have a right to say I'm going to the bezin in my city. That's one aloha. Another aloha a bezin yofen. Get a better bezin to make sure it's a true judgment. So how we negotiate these two separate alohas. So there's aloha ever local in Malva. The Malva can determine that. Another aloha for instance, which is the opposite. If I take you to a din Torah, you owe me money, and we're in the same city, you can choose the best thing you want to go. The same city. But if it's a better business outside the city, the Malva gets to choose. So that's one halacha. It's halacha choosing what they get. There's another halacha that the Rash was talking about. That the lover accepts that he owes a person money, he's accepting a certain shipping on him, so it's in a certain direction. But we don't know how to do that. It's only if it's a hope that I accept it. So if I didn't accept that hope, it's very difficult for me to. But then I conclude it's not just the mitzvah kibbutz, Rashi says, within the Rashba. Within the Rashba, it's not loch ever mishmalvah. Then I replace my father, I take over his shibudim, I take over his chiyuv. Now, the Rashi is a very straightforward halacha, the way he understands it.
Really?
Yes.
In general, we won't say ben kom tachas olam in order to pay them.
What?
In general, we'll say that ben
kom. Ben tachas olam, there are three instances. There are three instances where it's b'chal nothing to do with Yerusha, where the son replaces the father. Does it apply to Yerusha as well? Rabbeinu Gershon in Bava Basra has a number of places where he applies it to Yerusha as well. You don't need it, except in a case where it's a brother being Yerusha brother, in a case where it's a cousin being Yerusha cousin. So then it's done by transfer of money. Rabbeinu Gershon has a number of instances in Yesh Halachim where he applies it to Yerusha as well. For instance, he says that's why in Yerusha it's the ben who's Yerush the father rather than the daughter who's Yerush the father. Ben Kamtach. So he's the more obvious male makoma. Being Yerush the mother? But he says there's certain extra halachas with a ben and a father in Dina Yerusha that come out from that. And that's why he would have preference over a daughter, Masha Enkan. If there is no son, then the daughter replaces the father. But that's why he comes ahead of the daughter. So, then again, Ben Komtach of Shalom.
But it's still a mitzvah for Tamavim.
What?
It's still a mitzvah for Tamavim. It's not the Ben Chuyu.
Yeah, the mitzvah is to pay. There's a shiv, so is it some mitzvah within a mitzvah? It's the way the Gemara is saying, the shiva go for other shiva nechos. The fact that it's a mitzvah ba'alm and a mitzvah ba'alm also creates shibudim, that, I don't know, I'm just talking within the Rashba, because the Rashba is to apply the Rashba to all cases of chiyuvim, just, yeah, it doesn't make sense. If I say that's part of the chiyuvim I accepted upon myself as a lover, okay, part of the chiyuvim I accepted upon myself as a lover, that I can understand. But I just want to make a request of people in the room. I announced, requested. That everyone be here for Siddurim in the building. There are signs in every yeshiva in the country that we're dealing with a very unfriendly Israeli government. Very. And they decided now at the end of this month to check every individual yeshiva, to quote one yeshiva, that with a viciousness. Of course, you know, here and they're here and there's the rush, I can begin calling people from every place. But if you go to one of the more Masudi yeshivas, as we know, the Achsid yeshiva upstairs, they're not marked on anything. But one thing they are marked, we see the signs all over the place. Everyone has to be in the building during all this time. Of course, it really doesn't affect you. It may cost me $300,000 a year. But it is something. I know Beis HaTalmud downstairs. They came to check them with a viciousness. That we don't want anyone here. Are you calling someone who's not in the building now? Yeah. So another person can run here and there. One thing I want to request, all seriousness. It's all to cost us a very serious amount of money. Now, well, then we'll turn to Satmar and say we don't take money from the government. Now, this is number one in the Rashba. The Rashba, how does he understand our case? Let's see how different Rishonim understand our case. The Rashba understands our case. We're talking that there is one chov, isn't it? And I say I'm in tofis for another chov that I have no raya for.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Are we forced to say this whole pshat in everyone who quotes this halacha on the Rashba, that the Malva gets to decide?
And any of that. I've just been sitting all morning trying to understand a bunch of things. I'll just share my... Where am I? I'm saying, could be. The Rashba uses the word what bothers me is the Rashba, and when the Sefer Trumas explains the Rashba, it uses Ever Lova Lishmal. If this is the halacha, it's very different than the halacha in Sanhedrin. It's very difficult to extend one to the other. And that's why Luchara Rishonim don't extend it. It's a very big step. The Sefer Trumas takes it for granted. It's a very posh.
Rabbi?
Yes.
If someone were standing with Malcolm the Ab, so how come they're able to determine whether the money they're paying is for Dmei Katina or for the other 50?
What?
In the Gemara Ksuba Sadi Aleph. So yeah. Yisomim, they speak out explicitly that they're not paying, that they're paying B'malkum the Shiva Nechasim, so they can determine the Piram.
Yeah.
But if it's not Mitam, that there's a Shiva Mitam the Mitzvah, but it's because they're standing up in their father, shouldn't the Malva anyways determine what the Piram is going on?
No. Yisri Yisom Afro Chavavim means whatever chov they take over is not enforceable and doesn't. Forget our case. A regular case. Comes Mitzri Yisom Afro Chavavim and so fine. So Bezins, so you have father owed some money, son is a billionaire. So, I don't want to spend money on my father's debts. You say, I'm mitzvah. Bezin can't enforce it. Even though it's called a mitzvah, but from any kind. Or it's a shibud, it's unenforceable in Bezin. The whole right, what is the Rashba? How does the Rashba deal with, he says, I say, I'm paying for that X. Okay? And I said, no, too bad, I'm taking it for Y. I said, I will not, I'm only giving it to you for X. So, if I say, I'm taking it for Y, so I'm not giving it to you. But if I keep quiet, so then it works within Tfisa. What does Tfisa work? Obligation and option. I'm a person. I'm doing more Bezin can enforce it. Tfisa doesn't work because Bezin can't enforce it. I'm making myself into a Bezin. If it's a yeshiva that I go for a mitzvah that Bezin won't enforce, so then it's not enforceable. Therefore, Tfisa doesn't work. Now, getting back. So Rashba has a very straightforward case. And what is a straightforward case? Straightforward case goes like this. There's one chov. Then Sitroinian. What is Sitroinian? Sitroinian is, I say, to wait him come, I say, here's a shtar. Shtar chabiyodah, my boy. You come with two Adim and say, there's Piroim. But there's a Reis. The Lovan never asks for the Shtar back. Rashi makes a very strong point. Either the Malva mentioned, or maybe he says, look, it your Shtar. Shtar wasn't discussed. Maybe it says, here is Ami, I pay up the Shtar. But the Lova certainly never asked for the Shtar back. Did the Malva talk about the Shtar or not? Maybe yes, maybe no. But there's a problem. And the problem is that there's one thing that supports the Malva of Sitroi. What supports the Malva of Sitroi? What would you ask for Shabbat? Now, was there an Avachov? So all of a sudden, I didn't ask for Shabbat, and I had to wait in my pay. I didn't need a Shabbat. But there was an Avachov. Comes along with Papa, and it says, Lois Rishta. Shtokh Abiyad and Mabai. Right? Omano. Another mama says, it's Rishta. It's Rishta. Yeah, I say, and what does the law say? There was never such a chav. Never such a chav. You're inventing that chav. So, comes along, the Papa and says, I can collect. I invented a chav. I can collect. So let's say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how do we pass him? We also pass him his collection. You need a sheep. You need a shul. Question is, the code that I invent is has no riot to it. The only riot I have is that you didn't ask for the stop. Comes along with Papa, says that's enough to undo the Edom. You have a star, star's good star. Comes along, Rabbi Notam says, we pass on that, except you need a shvur. I don't understand where they're arguing. Is there a principle here, or just how I evaluate a psychological one? I don't know. I've been walking around for a few days just trying to figure out. I can describe the chakra tower of each of the Rishonim and the Sugya. Comes along the Rosh and says, no, we're talking about two chovos. They agree in two chovos. What do they disagree? They disagree on something else. What was said at the time that it was paid. Because the lover has the right. Look, I understand. He doesn't take this halacha of Eved over the Ishmaelim. It's a very difficult halacha. Doesn't take this halacha. And because he doesn't take this halacha, so it says, the law says, I'm paying for what I'm paying. I decide what I'm paying for. Wonderful. Paying for what he's paying. So therefore he asks, so what did you pay for? The law says, I paid you. I said it, so I said I'm paying. And the Mala says, no. You said, you didn't say you were paying for. Okay. So what does he have? He has a, he says, so I say you paid for the milva, a milva bishtar. I say you paid for the milva up there, and you say you paid for the milva bishtar. Okay. Am I nearman? Says Rosh. Normal human beings don't do that. Normal human beings don't do that. I don't have, I'm going to say you act like an abnormal human being. Amigo, I do. I understand where the Rosh is coming from. It's two chovos. The advantage the Rosh has is we're not inventing a chov that doesn't exist. That we have no idea that it exists. The question, how is the payment made? Okay. So there I understand where the Rosh is coming from. But he said everything depends on the law. Okay. Comes along. You have basically three machlokas between the people who had a very regular contact with each other. The Rav, the Rashba, and the Rosh. Rav says, Lova determines. We're talking about one hof. He says, except if he hands it to him stam. He said, that means he's giving the malva the right to determine what it's for, because otherwise he would specify. That's his umdun. That's his ukimten, his umdun. I understand where he's coming from. So what's the migo? The migo is, without a migo, I've known them others to say that there was another law, another whole law. I understand. Understand the internal logic to all of them. What I find it very, very difficult is you say there's one halvah, and the sugya is talking about one halvah. Then, where are we coming off with an idea that, but apparently it's so, that the reis, I didn't ask the stars enough to us to conclude that there's a different halvah? To think there's a suffix in the different level, that means everything's left in abeyance. Going to Rabbi Atomic, who there was. There's a suffix straightened out with a shvah. Going to Rabbi Nachmanu, the suffix said, we don't do anything. And according to the Rif, it doesn't begin. The whole thing doesn't begin. There's no basis for you're inventing something brand new. No basis. That's bottom. Right. So l'chora they're arguing on this undana that there's another, that there was a milvah pet. So what's he said? How seriously I take this undana? I don't know. That's very strange. So do you mean that it's a psychological machlokes? How do I evaluate the situation? And then you're there. I tried. And the end of the day, much is working through, and all the details are going through every different region, some clear way, some clear mahalas. How to evaluate this way is set. I don't know. It's certain things. Sometimes you try, it doesn't work. You can describe it. This one done this way, this one done this way, this one done this way. Match the umdun. So what are they arguing about? How big of an umdun it is? Many of that. Certainly, Ian Godel. Someone said it. The most important Rashi in Chumash is one place Rashi is in any Yodeh Mazem Olam Deinu. If Rashi couldn't figure everything out, oh sorry, okay, this is finish up so you see what Rishon is saying. And going through all the Achronim I saw, I just didn't see more. Said this, more says that. Generally, we don't like to leave things. That is just a sort of gut feeling how important an omdin is. You got feeling omdin this way, you got feeling omdin that way, omdin is this way. Is there some logical issue here? And then the okay. We'll begin this next one. How is all the chav? Finish off this thing. He said, "Ma'am, the sli kolam is the amritli lo prad." He said, "You will always have them on us to say that I didn't pay." Lower the other mouths of the Sayyidin, the Shasalva, Nemrata Alai, Kosmancha, Koma Lovis Kabalti, Lo Uchalom Al Khapurati. I'm giving up my ability to say Parati. No. The whole river we're talking about on the law. And what I say, normally I'm now on to say, right. So I say, you will always be now on to say, I didn't. And he prayed in front of Eidim. By Rav Rami, I am there. He believed him. Mas Mora Popan, he didn't have the Trem Rashi. Trem is other me. He says, you'll be no more now on to me. What do you see from it? Nemonis is not just a an objective way of dealing with facts. Nemonis is a right that I have. I have a chus to say right. I give up that chus to say right. And the moment I have no right to say right, as we saw before, you're coming and say, oh, I am. Now what did I do? I just gave up my right? Or I say, you will always be Nama. Abai Rabba says, no. Not more than Adam. That Adam is the ultimate proof. He believed him. He gave them monas to the Malva. Masmara Papa need to have that. That means I won't be Nama, you will be Nama, but how can I give you more than one of some Adam? He told his friend. I'm Amnesty to betray. You, Malva, will have the Nemonis of two Adam if you say I didn't pay. Lo Parat. Also, Parabi Abe Klos. He paid him in front of three Adam. Okay, three is bigger than two. Says, give it to us alive. One of the regular is sure, Papa, Amy, Amra, Bonner, Azlina, Bolsa, Rob, Deus. And immediately the Indian Undina, the common, the Fishi, the key, Tfe. We wanted to take Undinas and we wanted to determine facts. Says Rashi, the Shumuk, the Yomasak, the Borazar, the Perak Hasov. When I evaluate how much something is worth, Basil makes an evaluation. Okay, then Adus is Adus. It's a cat Adus. It's no three Adam and not Nemo more than two Adams. 100 Adam not more than two. Adus is a halacha. And it's Alpidina Bira. So as I say, you have nemonis of 280, you have nemonis of 100, because it's all one nemonis. Now, this halacha common fish of the kiyotfe has a lot of relevance to Corona. What's the relevance to Corona? We'll think for a second. So, because it's flawless. The major machlokas Rishonim. If I want to know if something's poch nefesh, what do? Ask a doctor. But doctors don't always agree. So let's say you have five doctors say this and four doctors say that. What's the halacha? Doesn't say yes or one, it says yes, doctors. So, major machlokas Rishonim. Some say, when it comes to determining facts, you just go by Rov. What are the majorities? Others say no. And in a lot of areas of fact, we go by Rov. But here's halachos sofek nefashos lahakim. You don't have to determine something. If Bezin has to determine, I'm collecting, I'm foreclosing on your property, and I'm one part of your property is a diamond, How's Benson determine how much a diamond is worth? They'll bring an expert and they'll evaluate. One expert, two experts, an expert, however many experts there are. So then you go by rogue dance. Everyone says that. But because you have to make a definitive decision, this diamond is worth X. Once you have to make a definitive decision, this diamond is worth X. What's that? But in the Farshas, when it comes to the Farshas, you don't make such an evaluation. Because what say it would be two against two? Say, Sofik the Farshas, Lahokal. So one group of Rishonim said, the moment that two doctors say something, this is Sakana, then we say, Sofik the Farshas, Lahokal. Okay. But, well, how does that apply to coronavirus vaccine? So if someone, someone say, well, if two doctors say that vaccine creates a sakonis nefashis, but if two doctors say it works, and two doctors say it doesn't work, and this and that, so then the chora, which has a question, it works, it doesn't, so you go by the overwhelming majority of people in the medical community, unless you of the opinion that all Nogin Badova, they're all on the payroll of pharmaceutical corporations. Avalin Aegis may a trick to make Lish Nachmina, no Yamalachabin, and the Sikh Betray. See, I'm a little Peran, also Pirate Abbey Kloss, or a public Betray Hem, the Kibet Kloss of Lund, the Moscow of one bread of Shua. Trick to make a trick, me Omale, and it'll say Kibet Kloss. Also, Pirate Bay Arba came with Nochas the Deus, Nochas the Deus. What is he saying? A very simple thing. If I'll say, I'm giving you Din Eidim, but Din Neman Alai Abba, Neman, as we discussed, then Eid, two is on Rabbis. But I'm saying, no. We'll determine it the same way we determine all facts. We determine all facts by majority. Then in a Hanami, you go by both days. Now here, I made things about the medical thing a little simple, a little more complicated. Take a look at the Ramban Torah. Ramban says, when do you say Rov? When I'm talking about a discrete body of people. We have 71 people on the Sunday. It's 36, 35. But then they can make a definitive decision. However, if you're talking about doctors, okay, you get five doctors say this way and four doctors say this way, okay, then you can find another three doctors say different, another five doctors say the other direction. There's no discrete body that you're talking about. So it says, therefore, it's always a suffix. Says that, so it's not a special halacha of sofek nefashos lahakol, like someone is saying. Because you're not talking about a discrete body. So when all the people talk about this, Rabbanim say this way, Rabbanim say this way, Rabbanim say this way, I didn't see anyone explaining how this works with all the sugyos and the psak and shulchan aruch, how we pass on this machlokes rishon. This is a short sugya. Mitz Hashem Bli Nether. We'll finish up the sugya we've seen already. I can just describe the parts of it that I understood, parts that I didn't understand. Hashem Yoyerei Neighbor Mora Torosa, maybe if I'm not busy arranging chavrusas. But I just, certain sugyas I didn't understand the past, this time I understood it. This sugya I thought, okay, I'm going to do it this time. Well, this is a relatively straightforward sugya, which we'll see. And then we'll hopefully finish at least part of this next sugya, Elizabeth Yankov, caught in a bowl of dinosaur.